Books on Tape presents Body Movers, Four Bodies and a Funeral, by Stephanie Bond. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Carlotta Wren skidded onto the sales floor of the Neiman Marcus at Lenox Square in Atlanta, soaked in a flop sweat. Late on her first day back, minus 10 points. Welcome back. Carlotta turned and manufactured a smile for Lindy Russell, her boss, who was standing with arms crossed. Thank you. It's good to be back. Lindy pursed her mouth. Too bad you couldn't make this morning's staff meeting. Carlotta's smile wavered, but she massaged the flexible cast on her arm. Sorry, this morning was the first time I'd driven in a while, and my car battery was dead. She didn't think it would help to mention that the MARTA trains were being single-tracked for construction. Still, she decided not to dwell on transportation challenges, since her recent medical leave had come on the heels of a 2-week suspension to get her personal issues worked out. Personal issues, such as her brother's gambling debts, her ruined credit, the fact that her parents were long-lost fugitives, and, oh, she'd been entangled in a couple of murders as a byproduct of her part-time hobby as a body mover for the morgue. Things happen, Lindy conceded. Is your arm healing well? Carlotta flexed the fingers of the arm that had been broken when a killer pushed her over the balcony of the Fox Theater, where she'd dangled with her skirt around her waist for all the attendees of an Elton John concert to see. Almost as good as new, though at the moment it was throbbing like a toothache. Sympathy crossed Lindy's face.